This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
You know, it's really something when RFK Jr. tells a CNN anchor that he thinks that Biden is a bigger threat to democracy than Trump. You gotta really appreciate the impact of that, my friends, don't you think? I mean, the narrative, didn't this guy get the memo about what the narrative is, that Trump is the threat to democracy, that Donald Trump is the one who's going to establish an authoritarian state, that there will be no more voting, Donald Trump will never leave office, and on it goes. Well, I'm telling you, folks, it really is something. By the way, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Of course, Tuesday edition is here, is upon us. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine this morning or send us a direct message. And also, I appreciate some of the messages we're getting. It looks like there might have been some kind of issue, technical issue on the streams for AM860 The Answer. As far as I know, they have already gotten that taken care of. So we do apologize for that, but we do pass that on if we get that information. And I really do appreciate it when everybody lets us know about that. But as far as we know, I think they've got that solved. You know, you can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com as well. You can pick up our live links from GCN, directly from GCN, and you'll be off and running from there, as it were. Well, let's listen in here real quick to RFK Jr. He was talking on CNN, and he was making the case that Joe Biden is actually a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump. Let's listen in.
President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy, and the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. For 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats.
Stop right there. Do you hear what RFK Jr. is talking about? You know, listen to how he is really just running this down. And, you know, if let's just say it was all the script was flipped. Let's just say he was talking about Trump. Well, President Trump tried to censor me. President Trump went to these social media platforms. President Trump tried to get the Secret Service to not be able to protect me, and on it would go. And immediately there would be a rallying cry about how bad Donald Trump is, and so on and so forth. But, of course, because he's talking about Joe Biden, he is now, RFK Jr. has waded into the belly of the beast here, and he's actually trying to say something that I think he knows is going to cause a lot of reaction, but he does get a reaction from the anchor there. Let's continue on.
Of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election.
He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court. Yes. How is that not a threat to democracy?
Okay, stop right there. First of all, now, RFK doesn't want to get too far in down the rabbit hole on this thing. But I do think it's important to point out as well that by the way, because I was thinking about this earlier, I was preparing for the show and so forth. And I was thinking, this thing that she's asking him, well, how is that not a threat to democracy? He tried to overturn an election, or did he question the election results? And did they try to use legal means, and they went to the courts, and they went to this, thing, and they had attorneys, and they had, some pretty legitimate concerns. But nowadays in America, if you question it about Joe Biden, was this election legit? Did Joe Biden win legitimately? It's not about producing that result of being legitimate. It's that by the simple act of questioning it makes you an insurrectionist of some kind. And I'm not talking about, by the way, even what had the riot at the Capitol was not going to overturn the election, by the way. I don't think by a long shot. I don't think it's that easy, to be honest. And by the way, we've spoken on this so many times, people should not have gone into the Capitol. They should not have done what they did. And there are all these other things are playing out. But to simply say that there could have been, somebody's monkeying with the votes or voting machines or things like that. Why can't you run that down? Why can't you say, let's find out what happened. So that's being said on that. But she's trying to then flip it back. Okay, well, Donald Trump's really the worst for democracy, isn't he? And listen to RFK.
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. But the question was, who is a worse threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question, but I can argue that President Biden is, because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponents, it has license for any atrocity.
Okay, stop right there. So we're going to hear more about this when we come right back. But I'm telling you, I don't think she liked that at all. Because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative, does it? No, Donald Trump's the only threat to democracy. What Joe Biden and company do, whatever they do, they're saving democracy, right? That's what we're supposed to say, I guess, or supposed to believe. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are cruising along.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Across your radio dial, across America, overnight hours. We are on the third watch, and we're glad to be with you here this morning as we continue. Boy, do we have an awful lot more to tell you about on the program this morning. In just a little while, of course, it'll be time to play our second song for hour number two, and it's going to keep you going, I think, and it's pretty cool. Again, it's by request, and we shall do another big reveal in segment number four just about 30 minutes from now. Then, of course, also we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're glad, of course, to be able to talk with Denise this morning. And so let's go back here to what RFK Jr. was talking about on CNN, saying that Joe Biden could be a bigger threat to democracy than Trump. Well, this is anathema. This is just an absolute 100%. You just can't say this, right? This is sacrilegious in that vein. This is something that is just absolutely verboten. You can't say things like this. Well, he is, and I'm going to say more power to him at this point, because one of the things that we always hear about from the far left, Democrat Party elite, is that they love to say the opposition is doing exactly what they're doing. And that's all part of the deflection, part of the obfuscation, part of the trickery and diversion that goes on. So let's back this quote up a little bit. If you're just joining us, we're listening to a quote from RFK Jr. talking on CNN, saying that, again, Joe Biden is a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump is because he goes after the he was going after the First Amendment, especially in relation to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he's talking with Aaron Burnett here. So let's listen in.
Guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment, because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity.
So just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump.
Absolutely. But who else has ever tried to censor political opponents? What president has weaponized the federal agency? You know, when my father came into the Justice Department, the first week he was there, he got all of the branch and division attorneys together, and he said, whatever we do, we are not going to use the power of the Justice Department for political reasons.
Said that
and
he would
overseeing
do that. He has said that he would do that.
And that is reprehensible.
And he is the only president who's tried to overthrow the results of an election.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Let me say,
that's actually the end of the clip, but I'll tell you this much. I'm sure the producer was probably screaming in her ear about something, saying, you got to stop this guy. You got to take it back to Trump. Take it back to Trump. You know, only because, again, the narrative is Trump is the threat. Biden and company, they are the antidote. They are the protectors. They are the protectors of the realm. They are the white knights or whatever it is. And so, no, you can't go in and say something like this. But let's just say, and I just think for sake of argument here, if Donald Trump wins the election, I wonder to what extent the Democrat Party elite, the far left, the media, anybody involved is going to go to try to invalidate the election, let's say. Maybe go so far as to overthrow the election of Donald Trump, because I almost want to say you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. You ain't seen nothing yet because they couldn't sit with them. So all of this big buildup about and by the way, part of this big buildup is to allow for them to do something very, very dramatic if in fact Donald Trump wins. Let's go back. Let's hear just the beginning of this again, because I think it's really important. Let's go back and listen again to RFK Jr.
Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give the access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics.
That's really powerful stuff. And I think something else is important to point out, too. Did you notice that when he referenced Trump, he actually referenced Trump first, before Aaron Burnett did. And his reference to Trump was, this is much worse than someone, what did he say? Questioning election results. Well, typically, we have a lot of people in this country throughout our storied history that have questioned election results. There have been lawsuits about election results. None of this is new, but it became very new, evidently, with Donald Trump, especially with, and I don't want to get into the whole rehash of 2020, but especially if you do see irregularities. What are you supposed to do? Just go, okay, they're whatever, you know. That's also not something that a Democrat candidate would do for the highest office in the land. I think you'd find, as I said, they've set the table to do something incredibly dramatic if Donald Trump wins. They are under no illusions, I think, of the divisiveness that will bring. They're under no illusions that they will literally, plunge the country into chaos. So on election day, if Donald Trump wins and he wins decisively, I don't expect there to simply be, well, here's our consolation speech. You know, here's our statement that says, well, we have a new president-elect, and we're going to do everything we can in order to make sure that the transition is, smooth and efficient and for the, working for the American people, et cetera, et cetera. That's what you're going to not hear, I'm afraid. That's what we should be hearing. But that's not what we are going to hear, I'm afraid. But so what do you think? What do you think about what RFK Jr. was talking about right there? And by the way, he then did actually morph into, well, yeah, it was this and that. I think we've got enough time here on this side of the break here. We've got Aaron calling us up from Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Aaron. You're on the program.
Hey, good morning there, Professor Politics. Talking about, because I was listening to a recording of, you brought up the accident that happened in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
And about the cost of the damage there, and it was, $350 million, and of course, the taxpayers are paying $60 million of the damage so far, and I'm thinking, well, hopefully the families of these six immigrants that got killed sue the heck out of this company. Sue the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, that ship should never have left that port. And I think in the history of Baltimore, that's never happened, where a big cargo ship runs and knocks down a bridge. That's never happened in the history of in Baltimore, Maryland, in that part of the country.
That's right.
Professor Politics.
That's exactly right. And they're trying to cap their liabilities. They're trying to use old laws that are on the books and so forth. And there's going to be a lot of litigation for years about this. But priority number one, of course, is recover the remains and then try to get that bridge out of the way and try to get that channel open.
Yeah, so, it's just so frustrating because it was preventable. I mean, if they were having problems with their engines, they should have just kept it there until they got it fixed. So I don't know who's making these decisions to take this big old cargo ship that was having engine problems and then cause all this damage and death and destruction.
Indeed.
So, I mean, it's just very frustrating. And now the taxpayers of this country more likely are going to be stuck with this disaster for years to come through and repair this bridge. And also, Professor Pontus, I was wondering. Well, anyway, Professor Pontus. Professor Projects, as always, been a pleasure. Adios.
Hey, adios, Aaron. Thank you for calling. Call back anytime, and we'll talk again real soon. Take care. All right, folks, we're heading out to the break real quick, but we'll be back. Always great to hear from Aaron. Listening on 710 KNUS.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore on Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the bridge collapsed. President has pledged full federal support following last week's disaster when a cargo ship hit the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Upon Congress's return from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News Sunday Night in America that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House is investigating reports of an Israeli airstrike targeting a senior Iranian military commander in Syria Monday. The strike occurred near the Iranian embassy in Damascus, and several sources indicate that the commander from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in that attack. The incident coincides with an ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are moving along, everybody, at a very brisk pace this morning. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, we're glad to be along with you. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And again, it was really great to hear from Aaron listening in Denver. Always appreciate hearing from Aaron. And yes, I think this the cost of all this is astronomical. The cost in lives is obviously the first and foremost thing. But trying to get this port open, and we talked a little bit about that in hour number one, if I recall, getting this port open is a high priority, but it's going to be painstaking because it does take time to try to figure out how to cut this thing up because it's twisted together, especially below the waterline. And obviously, this is they've got to go step by step. And I think I said earlier that, yeah, they've got to design how to do this project as they go. So it's not easy. And we wish them all the best. This is a very unenviable job. Nobody knew they were going to have to be doing something like this. So again, they've got to make it up on the fly. And they have to have a lot of experience to be able to do that. Well, this is from New York Post. And by the way, can we bring this up here really quick? I think we can. Let's bring up. I just can't get enough of this, folks. I just can't get enough of this. This is Joe Biden, and he's telling all the Easter egg hunters at the White House that he's going to be down there in a moment. He's speaking from the balcony, but then he invites the bunnies up there. And normally they'd be Easter bunnies, but he has a different word for them now. So everybody, we can't refer to the Easter bunny as the Easter bunny anymore. You'll see what I mean. Let's listen in.
Down to do that Easter egg roll just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. And by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you. Come on, get in there.
Get up here, Oyster Bunnies.
Pretty big bunny, huh? All right.
It's a big
Thank you
bunny.
All so very, very much.
It's a big bunny.
All yours. President Zone.
Did he say it's all yours, President Joe? What did he say? I'm not exactly sure. It's all yours, President's Own, President's Joe. I don't know what he said. But then they kind of, you know, got him off the balcony. He followed the oyster bunnies inside. And, yep, that's, in fact, I think we got to make that one of our liners. Pretty big bunny, huh? That's pretty cool. But I'm telling you, folks, if Donald Trump had done something like that, the people would be asking questions. But this is just fine. At one of the other Easter egg rolls, I remember one of the Easter, pardon me, I want to get this right. One of the oyster bunnies came over and had to direct President Biden where to go. It's like, here comes the oyster bunny, and he tells him, no, this way, this way. Yep, that's right. Meanwhile, can you hear me tapping on the desk when I do that? This is, I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, this is certainly not a good look, my friends, for how things are going around the world. I don't know. I'm sure that they're thinking about this very, very hard in the different capitals and so forth. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. James Carville is warning Democrat parties, warnings of a Democrat party's horrifying numbers among young minority voters. Quote, they're leaving in droves. This from the New York Post. Democrat strategist James Carville warned Sunday that the Democrat Party's eroding numbers among young minority voters are horrifying heading into the presidential election. I've been very vocal about this, the former Bill Clinton campaign strategist said on his Carville's Classroom podcast. It's horrifying, our numbers among younger voters, particularly younger blacks, younger Latinos, younger people of color, particularly males. We are not shedding them. They're leaving in droves, he added. Last year, 66% of black adults leaned or identified as Democrat, while 19% said they leaned or were Republican, according to a Gallup survey released in February. A 47% spread is the lowest in almost 25 years and down 19 percentage points from 2020 when 77% of blacks identified as Democrats and just 11% identified as Republicans. Similarly, the poll found 47% of Hispanics calling themselves Democrats and 35% identifying as Republican, whereas in 2021, 57% of Hispanics identified as Democrat, and 26% said they were Republican. Both demographics are key Democratic voting blocks, and like his party, President Biden has also been hemorrhaging support from black and Hispanic voters. You know, I'm not surprised about that, and this is, again, one of the reasons, my friends, why it is now the policy of the Biden campaign, at least from what we can tell, to make sure that everybody understands that they're wrong. Not the Biden campaign. The Biden campaign wants people to think they're right. But if you're a voter and you're not happy, or especially if you happen to be a minority, if you're in a certain ethnic racial group, and you're not happy with Joe Biden, you better check yourself because you're wrong about this. I really do think there's an arrogance. Obviously, this is no longer a come along with us because we've got the right answer. It's that you need to stick with us because only we understand how things are going. And whatever you're thinking is happening to you in your life, well, that's precious, but it's just plain wrong. So that's how they're going to be dealing with this. But Carville, at the very least, is sounding the alarm on that. I don't know that they're going to listen to him as much. They may even internally acknowledge that they have this problem. But you see, folks, they're not willing, and I think this is really key, they're not willing to make the moves necessary, that would be necessary, to see that people would be prosperous. You can't tax the country into prosperity. You can't, forgive student loans into prosperity. You can't, build your whole foundation on the rich aren't paying their fair share. If that was only the case, we'd have a lot more tax money, which is debatable to begin with, and it's debatable whether or not the rich are paying their fair share. That's also just another, it's another statement that is made. It's another slogan that is brought out. And because they find that slogans work to a great degree, there's no doubt about that. But the slogan that's there, the rich aren't paying their fair share, it also makes people angry, so I better vote for Joe Biden because he's finally going to make the rich pay their fair share, and on it goes. But in reality, the Biden administration, and I would just say the Democrat Party elite group anyway, they're not willing to do the things that actually do produce real results. Why? I mean, I think that's a really good question. Because I also think that they really don't want to have real prosperity. I don't think they want to have people in a position where they are truly masters of their own destiny, where they're charting their own course, where they're navigating the waters, if you will, of the American system, of the American economy. They're navigating that, and they're learning how to, to sail through it and put the sail in the right position and do other things to in order to get around this storm, get around that, go through that, and this kind of thing, and set their course and follow, yes, even follow their own North Star, as it were. And because when people are doing that, they're individuals, right? And they may have vastly different skin colors. They may come from vastly different ethnic backgrounds. They may have vastly different family histories, all kinds of stuff. But they would be charting their own course, and they would be individuals. I think that's the big rub of the far left and the Democrat Party elite. Because once you start acting as an individual, well, then they've lost you. By contrast, I think the conservative thought, the conservative movement, is based on individuality. But we have common interests, and we have common goals, and we have common sense. And that's what drives us towards our North Star. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Oh, yeah, welcome back to the program, everybody.
The best things in life are free.
And I'll tell you this much.
You can give them to the birds and bees.
You know, we're having fun this morning. And that's what we do, especially on a Tuesday, because Tuesday's kind of in a class by itself. It's not Monday, so that's good, but it's also not Wednesday. You can't really see the weekend from Tuesday, but you can kind of see it over the horizon on Wednesday, and we're glad to be here with you this morning, folks. I want to give a shout-out here to Angie, listening on 860, and she makes a request, and absolutely, Angie will definitely play. She says, Kyle, would you please play Fast Car as one of your songs this week? Absolutely. We definitely will get that on the list. Absolutely. She says, your talk about RFK saying Biden is more damaging to democracy is priceless. Well, thank you, Angie. Yeah, I think that should be the talk of the town, actually. It's just really something that he would go out and say something like that. And the reaction from the CNN anchor, Aaron Burnett, is in and of itself priceless, isn't it? But thank you for the kind words, Angie. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot. Well, of course, we also have the request from driver Ron this morning, because it is Times 2 Tuesday. So he had requested Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Said it was his son's high school senior class song for 2015. He says he's got a second request. It's a Steve Perry song from his solo album Street Talk. Yeah, I remember Street Talk, released in 1984. The album ended up going 2 times platinum, although listeners may not be as familiar with Steve's solo work. This song was written about his then-girlfriend, and so I'm kind of starting to tip it already. He did release the album while he was still a member of Journey. Yes, I do remember, but of course, and the name of the girlfriend, well, I think you'll all know it here in just a moment when you hear the opening lines, and this is a cool keyboard thing that was done back then, too, and I think intrepid radio stations would always play this intro as well, not just start at the vocal, but here we go, Steve Perry. And about his then girlfriend, Oh Sherry.
You should have been gone. No.
Really brings back memories, and that is such a cool song, and that cool keyboard orchestration right there at the beginning is really kind of cool. I remember when that came out, and it was kind of off the beaten track to do something like that before a pop popular song, you know. So Steve Perry, again, a vocalist that could do anything that he wanted to do. I think he could make his voice do whatever he wanted it to do. And sometimes you could see, especially in live performances and so forth, he just kind of had a bliss about it when he was singing. And, every once in a while, somebody like that comes along. And Driver Ron, he says, again, it's a Steve Perry song from Street Talk. Song was written about his then-girlfriend, Sherry Swafford. Steve Perry released the album while still being a member of Genesis, he writes. And he says, by the way, he says, P.S., there is a Denver connection to Steve Perry and Journey, which I did not know. So thank you, Ron. He says, just before Steve joined up with the band, he flew out here to Denver to meet Neil Sean. And while the two were here, they co-wrote a song entitled Patiently. Wow, that is pretty cool. I was not aware of that, to be honest, in terms of the history in Journey. But definitely a lot of things changed when Steve Perry came on board. Jonathan Cain, of course, contributing heavily to the writing and so forth. And I don't know what the state of affairs is right now between those guys. But hopefully they will be back, or not be back, but hopefully they will be able to, have some kind of good relationship. I'm just not exactly sure what their state of affairs is these days. But once again, folks, we're glad to have you with us this morning, and we have so much more to tell you about. We'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in just a few moments. And by the way, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you're welcome to do that. If you'd like to send us a direct message, just like Angie did earlier, just like others have done as well. And we really appreciate when you do that, because we love to hear from you and we love to find out what you're thinking about. So once again, folks, it is the Tuesday edition and we have a lot more to tell you about. While we're waiting for Denise, let's take a quick look at some of the things are happening in the weather out there this morning. We've got a major storm, major spring storm to bring numerous weather threats from the southern central plains northeast into the mid-Mississippi, Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, mid-Atlantic, and northeast. And severe weather likely late Monday afternoon through Monday night. That would be now. It's early Tuesday morning. From the southern to central plains to the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and southeast on Tuesday. Heavy rains and flash flooding possible from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians. Heavy snows to develop Tuesday and continue through Wednesday across much of Wisconsin, the UP of Michigan, and the northern portions of the LP of Michigan. Much above average temperatures to continue across the south on Tuesday, and cooling significantly on Wednesday. All right. Well, I do think we got Denise Simon here with us here real quick. I think we got a little bit of an issue with our main connection, but Denise, thanks for coming in here on the telephone line this morning. We'll get everything else cleared up, but welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Good
morning. I've tried several times.
Yeah, it looks like we might have a little issue. We'll lock that down as soon as we get up to the top of the hour news. We just have a few seconds, but we're going to talk more, of course, in the second or in the first segment of the next hour. But real quick, what did you think of President Biden referring to the Easter Bunny as the Oyster Bunny? Nobody seems to have caught that, I think. Or I think a lot of people did, actually.
Well, and Speaker Johnson was kind of attacked on this whole thing, too. And, he proved that his signature is on the decree. So
that's right, because he said, I didn't do that.
Yeah, so now we know that he's not even reading what they're giving him to sign.
You're exactly right about that. That's why I was waiting to talk with you about it, because you know, he clearly would have said, oh, yeah, it's the Transgender Day of Visibility thing, sure. But I think you're exactly right about that, Denise. We'll stay right there because we are heading up to the top of the hour. Folks, we'll hear the top of the hour news. Then we're coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, hour number two is now in the books.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.